Okay.
Air fumble on the play, just dive on it, corral it. A little nerves probably for the Bearcats to start on special teams, but Spicer does a nice job covering up the ball and giving his offense pretty good field position. The nose of the ball starting right on their own 35-yard line.
That classic T formation under center, that would be Casey Sweeney, number two, the junior. Three men backfield, straight T behind him. It's a handoff to his third option, number 10, Ethan Lemke, right through the gap. Has the first down across the 45, out to the 49-yard line, maybe the 48, depending on the spot here. It's going to be a big, big gain for him. And they're going to say it's a first down after a 13-yard gain for Ethan Lemke, first and 10.
Very impressive first run of the game. Ethan Lemke, your most important ball carrier to keep an eye on for the Bearcats. He would be behind and to the left of quarterback Casey Sweeney. Keep an eye on him all night long.
First and 10 from the 48-yard line, handoff right up the middle. Again, Lemke gets the handoff across midfield, down to the 45, actually, and finally brought down at the USA 44-yard line. That is a gain of 7 brought down by... Ethan Peruski.
No, that'd be number five, Jeremiah Hahn.
We're looking at the wrong roster there. Second down, 4 to go. We might have to fire our spotter in this first quarter here, Dave. I don't know.
First quarter? How about the first series? But notice on that play, Clark, the exact same play. And that's what Ubley is famous for. They will run it until you stop them. And as soon as you do, they'll run it right the other way.
T formation working off the right hash. Sweeney hands it off up the middle again. This one's going nowhere fast. Maybe out for maybe a yard. There's a big scrum at the bottom of the pile. Will be number 12, William Spicer, the fullback. He's in on the carry for 1 yard. William Spicer brings up third down, 2 yards to go. And we'll give credit for that tackle to number 33, Cody Pulowski.
Just a scrum right up the middle, a dive from the middle back. Spicer dives forward, gets a yard or two, but that would be about it. So USA defense standing a little taller after that first run, bringing up a third down and short for the Bearcats.
Third and 2. USA are probably trying to convert on this first drive of the night. T formation left to right across your radio. Sweeney under center, hands it off to Lemke. Lemke has the first down. He's still on his feet to the 30, down to the 25. He gets tripped up and finally brought down inside the 20, down to about the 19, according to the spot, right on that edge of the 20. And Chase Suber with the touchdown-saving tackle after a big gain.
Ethan Lemke right back to play number one. Run just off the center on the right-hand side, and he's going right up the middle, and just at the last second, he makes one cut. He plants that left foot and turns to the right and finds a hole and makes a 5 or a 6 yard gain into a big one for the Bearcats.
23 yards for Ethan Lemke. T formation for Sweeney and Ubley. I sound like a broken record already. Working off that right hash, Sweeney turns, gives it to Lemke. Lemke's wide open. Touchdown, Ubley. The Ubley Bearcats strike first with 9:51 left in the first quarter. Ethan Lemke trots in from 20 yards out for the first score of the MHSA 2018 season.
Well, and on that series, Clark, you've seen two plays from the Bearcats run right to Ethan Lemke, and then you saw one dive play by William Spicer. That is it, and that's all it took for the Bearcats to go right down the field 65 yards and score in about four plays, and that's what the Bearcats have been known for the last couple of years. High scoring, power wing tee offense. It's been unbelievable, but nobody does it better than the Bearcats as they line up for two.
Going for two, Sweeney still under center, rolls to his right, keeping it for himself, has a lead blocker, and he's in, staying up untouched. The two-point conversion is good, and we have our first points of the night. Comes 2 minutes and 9 seconds into the ballgame, 9:51 left in the first quarter. It's Ubley leading the USA Patriots 8-0 right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
Hello, folks. Denny King here, the King of Cars at Moore Motorsport, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Caravan. Making deals happen with the lowest prices possible is what we do here at Moore Motors. Customer service is the biggest reason our customers come back time and time again. And we all take great pride in going the extra step to make your purchase as easy as possible. And with a knowledgeable, certified veteran sales team, we know that you won't get a better sales experience anywhere else. So come see us today in Caro at Moore Motors or visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com.
D&M Cabinet Shop has beautiful outdoor cabinetry for you. WeatherStrong Outdoor Cabinetry is waterproof and weather-resistant, with three beautiful colors for you to choose from, four stylish door designs, and an array of handles. Your outdoor cabinets will be able to withstand anything Mother Nature can throw at them. Pounding rain, hot summers, or even snowy winters are no problem. Call D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth today to order your WeatherStrong Outdoor Cabinetry.
Hi, this is Doug. D&M Cabinets has provided quality cabinets for over 30 years. You can reach me at 989-479-9271 or stop in the shop at 5230 Purdy Road.
Obley strikes first as they lead the USA Patriots 8-0, going 66 yards over 2 minutes and 9 seconds. And the kickoff brought in by USA at their own 20-yard line, out to past the 30, out to the 31-yard line. Number 45, Connor Gettle, a gang tackle by Peruski, Lemke, and Van Erp on that stop on special teams. First and 10 from the 30-yard line for the USA Patriots on their first drive of the night. They already trail 8-0.
Up the Ubley offense already on a roll. We'll see now how the USA offense responds after their defense gave up 65 yards in four plays. Hopefully Coach Hahn will look to slow it down and see if they can't put together a nice drive of their own.
And it's a T formation again, and Ubley swarming to the balls as a handoff right away to Connor Gettle. He gets out for about a one-yard gain. Haleski and Van Erp on the tackle for the Ubley Bearcats. Second down, 9 to go from the 31-yard line of USA's own territory.
Carson Haleski with the first one on the scene for the Bearcats, just a sophomore playing at that linebacker position. Coach Becker mentioned that he was going to start a couple of them sophomores at the linebacker position. They will have them hands full tonight. We'll see how Haleski and Van Erp hold up on that first play, all over the ball.
And it's another handoff to Connor Gettle. Comes through the right gap, has the first down, still on his feet across the 40, and finally brought down at the 45-yard line by William Spicer coming out of that secondary. And it's a huge 13-yard gain for Connor Gettle. Moves the chains for USA.
He looks pretty good in open space, Clark, doesn't he?
Especially as a sophomore.
Oh, he looks very good. But they're just mentioning them sophomore linebackers, and they were great on the first play, totally lost on the second one. They bite on the dive play and let Connor Gettle go around the outside. That won't last long. Coach Becker will keep an eye on that. Got to find Connor Gettle.
From the 45-yard line in their own territory, it's a handoff right up the middle. This looks like it's a handoff to Cody Pulaski, as Shane Ozentoski in on that tackle, as well as number 55, Nolan Van Erp, after a four-yard gain for Pulaski. This brings up second down, 6 to go for the Patriots.
Seeing a lot of different guys touch the football already. USA, Pulaski getting involved, Connor Gettle trying to mix it up. That's going to be how they're going to have to attack these other teams' defenses. Got to keep them guessing.
And we have whistles in this very well. Be our first timeout. Ubley's Jim Becker saw something he did not like, and he's going to talk to his team briefly. Dave Hansen, what are you seeing so far here? Kind of a chess match early on, always every early season. Ubley marches right down the field, scores real quickly. But we're seeing some life out of this USA offense.
Most of the time with these high school teams, the offensive playbook is very limited. They want to have four, five, six different plays and be able to have different options out of those plays. You saw Ubley show you the same formation, but you saw two different routes run through it, a handoff up the middle and one around the right side. That's all you've seen so far. So Coach Hahn and USA is basically doing the same thing. Same formation, you've seen the dive, and you've seen the off-end run by Connor Gettle. So both teams trying to feel each other out. Coach Becker happy with his team to go down the field and get that first lead. He doesn't want to give it back up, so he's going to burn a timeout. No point in taking him home with him. But if I had to guess, if somebody wasn't in the wrong position, he's reminding those linebackers that you can't commit at the same time to the dive back. There's three backers and a quarterback that have the ball. Those linebackers have to locate the football.
Zimmer hands it off and breaking up that play right from the get-go. The number 13, Matthew Harrison, did not have a chance at that one, as the ugly front lines blasted right through that.
Remember that name?
Colton Rosenthal. Breaks that one up for a loss of a yard on the play. Actually, loss of two on the play. That's the first tackle for a loss of the night.
I think he is a younger brother of Rosenthal from last year, and he was one of our favorite players on defense. And that, folks, was borderline a clothesline. He goes through the offensive line from his spot untouched and clotheslines.